From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says the highest level of belief in God is Indonesia's strong capital. Myanmar cut 6 years from Suu Kyi's 33-year jail term. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the level of Indonesian people's belief in God, which according to survey is the highest in the world, can be a strong capital for the nation in facing the various challenges ahead. President Jokowi, during the national zikr and prayer to the 78th anniversary of Indonesia's independence at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Tuesday evening, citing the results of an international survey which stated that as many as 96% of Indonesians believe in God.
Dan angka ini adalah tertinggi di dunia.
Alhamdulillah.
Tertinggi di dunia. Di atas.
And this figure is the highest in the world. Alhamdulillah, above Africa, other countries, both Africa, Europa, America, Europe, and even the Middle East. Turkey's figure is 75%, Indonesia is 96%. This becomes our strong capital as a nation because of the belief in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
Ini menjadi salah satu modal kuat kita sebagai sebuah bangsa karena kepercayaan kita kepada Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
According to the president, belief in God is very important so that people have good morals and values. They have the strength to face various increasingly complex challenges in the future. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, said the government would evaluate the granting of visa-free entry visits based on three things, namely reciprocity, benefit, and safety. Sandiaga, after attending a close meeting chaired by Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, said the government will carry out an evaluation for the next month.
Rapat internal tadi memutuskan dalam satu bulan.
The internal meeting decided that in the next 1 month it will be evaluated which countries will be included to a visit visa free. Because even though our tourism target has exceeded the projected upper limit or upper target, there are still many opportunities for quality and sustainable tourism that we will do. Minister Sandiaga Uno added, the Indonesian government hopes the tourists who come to Indonesia are tourists who can have an impact on the economy, such as opening up business and employment opportunities. In the future, Indonesia is targeting a visit length of more than 7 days and shopping with an expenditure of $1,000 per tourist. Next, we have Indonesian Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises, or MSMEs, Teten Mas Duki, who is exploring the potential for cooperation in fishery product processing with Japan after visiting Japan's largest fishing company, Marusen Suisan. He said in a statement received on Tuesday, this partnership can generate mutual benefits, utilizing each other's expertise, and create innovative and market-friendly products. He further stated that the purpose of his working visit was to expand the trade information network for fishery commodities. According to him, sharing market insights and trade data can increase Indonesia's understanding of consumer preferences and demand patterns. The Indonesian government needs to increase the number of flights, bolster airport capacity, and ease visa on arrival requirements to boost international tourist arrivals, according to Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno. He said after meeting with President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During the meeting with President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, he presented a report to the president on the development of the tourism industry in the first 6 months of 2023, with a particular focus on the recovery indicator, which surpassed the growth target of 10 to 15%. The last national news comes from Indonesia that summoned the Danish and Swedish ambassadors in Jakarta to express its condemnation of continued acts involving the burning or desecration of the Quran in both countries, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed on Tuesday. Speaking to reporters in Jakarta, Ministry spokesperson Tengku Faizasyah said the ministry summoned the Swedish ambassador on July 20 and called the power of attorney and interim of the Danish embassy on July 24. Indonesia, through its representatives in Stockholm and Copenhagen, also issued a statement strongly condemning incidents involving the burning of the Muslim holy book, the Quran. Faizasyah emphasized that Indonesia doesn't accept the argument that such acts are permissible in the name of freedom of expression and will continue to monitor the issue. Now we move to the international news. Myanmar reduced ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi's 33-year prison sentence by 6 years in a partial pardon on Tuesday as the junta struggles to quell bloody resistance to its rule. The country has been ravaged by violence in the 2 years since Suu Kyi was deposed in a coup that moved her from prison to a government building last week. Tuesday's announcement was part of an amnesty of more than 7,000 prisoners to mark Buddhist Lent, including 125 foreigners who are to be released and pardoned. During the second meeting of the high-level group of the Integrated Geospatial Information Framework at the UN in New York on Tuesday, Mohammed Al-Sayed, president of the Saudi General Authority for Survey and Geospatial Information, provided an update on the programs and workshops that have taken place as part of the framework. He also talked about the recommendations that emerged from the 9th meeting of the Arab Committee of UN Experts for Geospatial Information Management, which is chaired by the Kingdom through its Geospatial Authority. We end the news with South Korea that raised the hot weather warning to its highest the first time in 4 years as parts of the country roasted in temperatures over 38 degrees Celsius, the Interior and Safety Ministry said on Wednesday. The scorching heat is estimated to have killed 23 people across the country, more than triple the record of 7 during the same period last year, local media reported citing firefighting authorities. The Ministry of the Interior and Safety said the official temperature measured in the city of Yeouju, south of Seoul, hit 38.4 degrees Celsius on Tuesday. South Korea raised the heat warning level in its four-tier system to the highest as of 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the first time since 2019. Well, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Here is today's commentary on Indonesia evaluates a visit visa-free policy. I'm Dalat Pane. The Indonesian government will evaluate the visa-free visit policy for 159 countries. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained the evaluation would be carried out in the next 1 or 2 months. Sandiaga Uno revealed this in a press statement after attending a limited meeting chaired by President Joko Widodo at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday. According to the minister, the evaluation of visa-free visit for 159 countries plus 10 member countries of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, will be based on three things, namely reciprocity, usefulness, and security. In mid-June 2023, the government of Indonesia temporarily suspended the visa-free visits policy. The official website of the Directorate General of the Immigration, Ministry of Law and Security, contains reasons for the re-emergence of the COVID-19 pandemic in several countries. Visa-free visits are currently only given to tourists from 10 ASEAN member countries. At the time the policy was issued, there were many people felt worried, especially tourism industry players. It is feared that the policy of temporary suspension of visa-free visits will have an impact on decreasing the number of foreign tourists. Moreover, the door to tourism has only been opened wide after the COVID-19 pandemic. Apart from the threat of COVID-19, there are other things that are no less worrying regarding the visa-free visits policy, namely foreign tourists who are naughty. From January to June 2023, the Bali Regional Office of the Ministry of Law and Human Rights deported at least 163 foreign tourists. They are known to have committed various violations, such as exceeding the limit of their residence permit or overstaying, abusing their residence permit for inappropriate activities such as running a business, and some have even committed crimes, as well as violations of customary and religious norms that apply in Bali. Concerns about not achieving the number of foreign tourists have been dismissed. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is optimistic that the target of 8.5 million foreign tourists in 2023 can be achieved. Head of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy Communication Bureau, Igusti Ayu Dewi Hendriani, explained, based on incoming data, foreign tourist visits in the first semester of 2023 are projected to reach over 50% or around 5 million visits. Hopefully, the results of the evaluation of visa-free visits will not hinder but will instead increase Indonesian tourism, not only in terms of the number of tourists who come, but also in terms of benefits for the country. Policies issued based on the results of future evaluations should actually be able to support the growth of the tourism sector so that they can make a major contribution to Indonesia's economic growth. What is no less important is preventing the entry of illegal activities that could disturb security and comfort in Indonesia. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history with an event on August 2, 1922 about typhoon in Shantou. On August 2 and 3, 1922, a typhoon swept through the city of Shantou and its surrounding areas in China. It is estimated that 50,000 to 100,000 people died as a result of this natural disaster. This event became one of the deadliest hurricanes ever. Moving on to August 2, 1934, when Adolf Hitler became the head of the German state with the title Führer. Adolf Hitler was Chancellor of Germany in 1933 and leader of Germany from 1934 until his death on April 30, 1945. On August 2, 1934, Hitler became dictator of Germany after President von Hindenburg died. Hitler united the offices of Chancellor and President to become the Führer, or leader, while at the same time making the National Socialist Party, known as the Nazis, a single party in Germany. the Nazis were officially disbanded after Germany lost the Second World War. We end today in history with August 2, 1990, about the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. On August 2, 1990, Iraqi forces led by Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait, starting what became known as the Gulf Crisis. The invasion caused a strong reaction from the international community, and the United Nations imposed economic sanctions against Iraq. These tensions led to military intervention by an international coalition led by the United States to expel Iraqi forces from Kuwait in Operation Desert Storm in 1991. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Dari semua yang menimpa, takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam ayahku. Ada saat aku tak berdaya hapuskan semua cerita, mungkin ku berharap terlalu banyak sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terus penyesalan di hati, sanjak hanya ungkapan hati, tak cukup sudah untuk diriku. Aku hancur lantak bagai debu, aku telanjang tanpa kasihmu. Bibirku kering laksana
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The manufacturing industry sector in Indonesia got stronger in July, marked by increasing demand up to 53.3. The faster and more efficient new demand growth resulted in spiking production. That was stated by the Industry Minister Agung Gumiwang Kartasasmita in Jakarta on Tuesday. In the Industry Minister's press release, Agus Gumiwang said the achievement was announced in S&P Global's Purchasing Managers Index or PMI releases, in which Indonesia's PMI soared beyond Malaysia, Vietnam, Philippines, Taiwan, and China, Japan, South Korea, the US, and Germany. Agus Gumiwang further remarked that this achievement showed the optimism of Indonesian manufacturing industry players was still high amid the global uncertainty and weakening global market. Further, Agus Gumiwang said on the confidence in business, the manufacturing PMI of July 2023 showed the industry players were still optimistic toward production 1 year ahead. In general, companies believe sales will increase along with an improving economy. This was in line with most respondents of the Industrial Trust Index, showing 66.1% being optimistic to the business for the next 6 months. They believe the market will improve along with the issuance of better policies from the central government. The minister affirmed those indicators show that Indonesia will not experience deindustrialization. He added the industrial growth was still good on an expansive level. The contribution to GDP was also still the highest compared to the other sectors, including contribution from export and tax. Minister Agus Gumiwang was also optimistic that with the expansive Indonesian manufacturing PMI, along with the government's pro-business policy, will keep creating a more conducive business climate to industry players in the country. As a result, positive expectation for Indonesian economic situation will increase, which potentially will attract new investment into the nation. Meanwhile, Economics Associate Director S&P Global Market Intelligence Jing Yi Pan said Indonesian manufacturing industry sector kept showing a strong growth momentum. This affects positively to total new order growth acceleration, which is supported by the increase in domestic demand and new increase in new business from abroad, and it shows a wider demand condition improvement.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bangka Belitung Province is famous for its beautiful beaches and exotic islands. One of the famous beaches is Tanjung Kelayang Beach, located in the northern part of Belitung Island. Many people say that Kelayang Beach is the heart of the splendor of Belitung Island. Tanjung Kelayang Beach is one of the beaches located in the Bangka Belitung Islands. The location is in Sijuk District. It is about 27 kilometers and takes 30 minutes to drive from Tanjung Pandan, the capital of Belitung Regency. On this beach, you can spoil your eyes with stunningly beautiful natural scenery. Previously, Bangka Belitung Island was part of South Sumatra Province, but in 200, Belitung Island and Bangka Island united to become the 31st province in Indonesia under the name Bangka Belitung Islands Province. Despite its remote location, Kelayang Beach has now developed into a large integrated resort following the government policy, which designated the area as a special economic zone and included in the 10 priority tourism destinations. When you are on vacation in Tanjung Kelayang, be prepared to be enchanted by various amazing tourism spots. You can stop by the various islands there, such as Lengkuas Island, Batu Belayar Island, Tanjung Tinggi Beach, and Kepayang Island. The distance between the adjacent islands in Bangka Belitung makes it easy for visitors who want to do island hopping in one trip. The panorama of the typical Tanjung Kelayang beach with white sand, large granite rocks, and clear blue-green sea water is ready to captivate visitors' eyes. Tanjung Kelayang Beach is indeed often used as a stopover for tourists who want to visit the small islands around it. As the name implies, Tanjung Kelayang Beach is a peninsula that juts to the north. The coastline stretches for 4 kilometers to Tanjung Tinggi Beach on the east side. Its white beach and fine sand texture make Tanjung Kelayang a suitable place for leisurely walk or just lying down while enjoying the breeze. The sea is no less stunning. The gradation of clear greenish seawater on the shallow beach slowly turns into dark blue color. The waves on this beach are also not too high. That's why many visitors do not hesitate to swim. Apart from the beauty of its beach, Tanjung Kelayang also has Tanjung Binga Fishing Village. In this fishing village, you can interact with the local people and see the daily activities of fishermen, such as fishing and other daily work. It's not complete if you visit a place without trying its typical culinary delights. On this island, you can try a fresh, savory spicy sauce made from a blend of spices and chunks of pineapple, which is summarized in a culinary dish called gangan ikan. Belitung also has stuffed crabs, which are processed crab meat that is seasoned and then wrapped again in its shell. There are many ways to get to Tanjung Kelayang, one of which is by flying to Hanan Judin International Airport in Tanjung Pandang, the capital city of the Bangka Belitung Islands province. After arriving there, you can rent a car, motorbike, or order a taxi to explore the beauty of Tanjung Kelayang. That's Indonesian wonder.
Kehilangan semudah ini.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung. Berwisata di Istana Pagaruyung, which means traveling in Pagaruyung Palace. Stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a visitor at Pagaruyung Palace. The visitor asked Chris to take a picture together. Let's listen to the conversation.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya.
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. Teman-teman saya, teman-teman saya, which means my friends. Pasti, pasti, which means must or surely. Iri, iri, which means envy. Maaf, maaf, which means sorry. Penggemar, penggemar, which means fans. Flock, flock, which means flock. Anda, anda, which means you. Bolehkah, bolehkah, which means may. Berfoto, berfoto, which means take a picture. Mereka, mereka, which means they. Suka menonton, which means like watching. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, teman-teman saya pasti iri. Teman-teman saya pasti iri, which means my friends must envy me. In the sentence, there is a repeated word, teman-teman, teman-teman, which means friends. It means many friends or more than one friend. To state something plural or more than one in Indonesian language, you can repeat the object. For example, teman-teman, teman-teman, which means friends. Let's listen to the other examples to use a repeated word which means plural or more than one. Ibu-ibu, ibu-ibu, which means ladies. Ibu-ibu berfoto di depan Istana Pagaruyung. Ibu-ibu berfoto di depan Istana Pagaruyung, which means some ladies take a picture in front of Pagaruyung Palace. Mobil-mobil, mobil-mobil, which means cars. Tempat parkir dipenuhi mobil-mobil. Tempat parkir dipenuhi mobil-mobil, which means the parking lot is full of cars. Istana Pagaruyung or Pagaruyung Palace is located in Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra Province. The palace is the heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom, which had become one of big kingdoms on Sumatra Island in 1300s to 1800s. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Atap Istana Pagaruyung ini unik ya.
Oh, itu namanya gonjong. Atap khas rumah gadang Minangkabau.
Bentuknya tampak seperti tanduk kerbau, sehingga unik.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Kian hari. yang terjadi jika
sebuah tembang pilihan. Semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Peya Tawa Tawa. The song Peya Tawa Tawa uses the traditional language of Tolaki tribe, a tribe in Southeast Sulawesi. The song tells about an invitation to dance Malulo traditional dance from Tolaki tribe. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Peya Tawa Tawa by Raffi Karninto. Happy listening.
Peya Tawa Tawa, Peya Tawa Tawa, no. Bate pumbu, peya tawa tawa, peya tawa tawa, no ambate pumbu, te pumbu luale, te pumbu anandonia, tonga tono motuo, te pumbu luale, te pumbu anandonia, tonga tono motuo. Kai kai rombe kai kai no ambate pali rombe kai kai rombe kai kai no ambate pali molulo 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 luakono molulo sambe mengga molulo 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 luakono sambe mengga peya tawa tawa peya tawa tawa no ambate pumbu peya tawa tawa peya tawa tawa no ambate pumbu kai kai no ambate pali rombe kai kai rombe kai kai no ambate pali molulo 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 luakono molulo sambe mengga molulo 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 luakono molulo sambe
Voice of Indonesia.